Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Ticks transmit many microbial disease agents to livestock and companion animals. They can be debilitating and sometimes fatal to the host. All stages of ticks are exclusively parasitic. Ticks will take 3 blood meals throughout development from 3 different hosts. Ticks have remarkably long lives, with many surviving for a year or more without refeeding. The American dog tick is a major pest and is a carrier of Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Adults are most abundant in late spring and early summer. The Rocky Mountain wood tick attacks livestock and wildlife. They are the primary carrier of Rocky Mountain spotted fever and Colorado tick fever virus. The Lone Star tick is one of the most notorious tick species across the U.S. All stages of the tick attack companion animals, livestock, wildlife, and humans. Deer are the primary hosts for adults. It takes 2 years to complete development from an egg to reproductive adult. Much of this time is spent off the animal host, sheltered in leaf litter, mostly in shrubby areas. The Gulf Coast tick attacks a wide range of birds and mammals, but the adults feed mostly on ruminants. Gulf Coast ticks feed mainly on the head and ears and can cause severe injury to the skin, rendering the hide useless from bites and secondary infections. Spinous ear ticks frequently infest livestock, especially cattle and horses. While adults don't feed, the young feed in the host's ears, causing injury to the auditory canal and secondary infections. The Asian longhorn tick, newly discovered in the continental U.S., can lead to reduced production and even death by anemia due to their ability to reproduce without a male. Historically, ticks and their diseases have been controlled by acaricides, but slowly, many ticks are becoming resistant to the commonly used pesticides. Vaccines have been shown to be effective in other countries, but are not yet usable in the U.S. Early removal of attached ticks is important in minimizing the risk of contracting tick-borne diseases. Prescribed burning as a pasture management tool provides another option, eliminating ticks of all stages not on the host by destroying their hiding spots. Ticks need cover to prevent drying out from heat. Prescribed burns are carried out to improve a number of rangeland conditions, like weed suppression and improved forage quality. Early season tick counts measured April to June at the K-State Beef Stalker Unit have shown that burns will significantly impact tick populations, particularly if the burn is carried out in the spring, before tick emergence after overwintering. This study also found that ticks do not travel far once detached from the host, so shrubby areas will lead to local pockets with higher tick densities. To learn more about parasite control in livestock, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.